Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It makes my taco pop.
We got Josh Blue later on this week in the studio. Looking forward to seeing Josh. Nick Allen will be here tomorrow.
Just added to the docket, Jamie Kennedy on Friday.
Jamie Kennedy, what's he got, a movie?
Got a new movie coming out, yeah.
Okay. And also Craig Evans and Petey Mack with us. And everybody's yelling at our buddy Cleet on the social media. He's our friend. We're not in charge.
Yeah, there's quite a collection of memes going on.
Your boys.
And pictures of calls they missed.
I know one thing Cleet likes being called more than anything. Not lawyer, not professional referee, not husband, not father. Your boy.
Cotton Tyler's boy. Cleet Blakeman.
Yeah. Sorry, Cleet.
Yeah, that doesn't really work out here.
No, it doesn't.
Because Todd's anti-Packer.
Yeah. Oh, so am I.
Yeah, so if you were really
you, Craig,
in the tank for me, you wouldn't have seen this outcome.
Right.
Yeah.
I about vomited at Mike Tirico.
I didn't watch
commented.
It.
No, he doesn't. Oh. You know, it's Boog and Joe
that
do the game.
Yeah. I know, but I didn't see what Tirico said. Oh, he's so milquetoast. He is.
He made me vomit a little bit, you know, because Barry Sanders, who is lying, by the way.
Right,
is, you know.
His whole career, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. He was going off about the rest, which is something Barry Sanders never really did about anything. He never talks about anything.
Right.
You know, Wichita native and Mike Tirico. When one of the classiest guys in NFL history weighs in, there's a problem.
Oh, Tirico went there, huh?
Mike Tirico.
Well, it's been a long-running commentary.
Yeah, what does he mean now? Like, now there's a problem? Because Barry Sanders said something? Like, shut up, Mike Tirico.
You're right about that.
They have got this screwed up, and they have for a long time. Right. And, I mean, the game, now they're all worried about how long everything takes instead of getting the call right. Like, I feel bad for Cleet because he's going to take a lot of crap.
Yeah. Oh, they're all in a no-win situation.
Really? I mean, unless they don't make any calls at all, like, somebody's not going to be happy.
And you'd be equally as
pissed. Somebody's going to be unhappy if they don't make the call.
Yeah.
Look at the non-pass interference call. That's what started a lot of this.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, you know, even if there was a perfect game, no penalties. Like, that's the only way a ref is ever
Some are better than others. Yeah. I didn't see the game. I didn't see the mess up, but I know it wasn't Cleet through the flag. It was the other guy, right?
Well, there were two of them.
Okay.
There were two of them, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him talking about it on NFL Live yesterday about the league being too flag happy, and I go, you know what? If they didn't throw the flag and it was obviously should have been, you'd be just as mad. So what are they supposed to do?
Tyler made a good point off the air. This is the way we watch football anymore.
Right. 3-2-1.
Right. There's a good play. Wait for it. Is there going to be a flag? Is there going to be? Okay, no flag? Okay, now we can cheer.
I can't cheer at all anymore. It's just, and it's 3-2-1.
Yeah.
I always count 3-2-1, and you see the yellow thing in the corner. Mm-hmm. If you didn't see the flag on the field, and most time you don't, you just see 3-2-1, you wait for that thing to turn yellow. So I can't even cheer anymore. And I think that's just the nature of, I think mainly that is about protecting players. That's where that started, the 3-2-1.
Yeah.
Because you'll see a play. And this had nothing to do with the late hits, but when the late hit one is, you'll be 3-2-1, oh, they got to protect the quarterback. I saw a guy kind of bend over. I saw a good call. I saw a guy bend over and hit somebody in the knee. Oh, here comes 3-2-1. So if you're watching the game with people that don't really pay attention like that, like my wife loves football, but she's not totally involved like I would be in that situation. She'll cheer too quick, and I go, wait, honey, 3-2-1, bang, flag.
I think a lot of that stuff will work itself out because everybody's just trying to figure out what is and isn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, unfortunately.
As long as we keep trying to put dresses on quarterbacks, though, it's never going to change.
Yeah, well,
that's
the
problem.
That's what they want. Those are the moneymakers.
That's the
and
future.
They're gonna, you know, they're protecting Brady and the like now,
and Rogers,
soon they'll protect
and
Mahomes
Rogers,
and
right.
Watson
right.
and all these other guys.
Every the running guys, they won't protect those guys.
There's a different point of emphasis. Right. Okay, now you can't tackle the quarterback. Okay, now you can't get tangled up when you're defending a receiver. It's ongoing. It'll never end.
For Urban, I think we're all frustrated because we sit at home and we watch it in HD or 4K, and we're just watching the same thing that they are, and we can very clearly see in 30 seconds, you know,
That's what I don't get.
And so, like, why in New York for the NFL?
They have the biggest screen.
They're looking at the same stuff we are, and I understand, you know, like, last night's things were not reviewable, but that's very black and white.
Right.
Why don't they help their crew out?
Right.
And just look at it and say, like, oh, God, his hand wasn't on the face. All right, never mind. Wave that one off.
Wave it off.
You know, and if there's a discrepancy and it takes longer, just put a 30-second timer on it. At the end of 30 seconds, it's just call on the field stand. Sorry, we're moving on.
Right, wave it off because they put that thing in this year when it came to the Saints interference call. They made that call now. If it's obvious, wave it off.
Yeah, and that's a joke.
Right. But it is. But I mean, if you do
it right,
yeah, they see it the same thing we do. Yeah, wave it off. He didn't touch his face mask. It wasn't face mask. Help the ref. Help the ref. He sees it fast.
Yeah.
He sees it in real time. He doesn't see it in slow motion.
Yeah.
Wave it off. The technology is available. Give the Lions the ball. Right? I forget whatever happened. I didn't see it. You guys saw it.
$11 billion
industry in the NFL. And we're all seeing it.
Yeah.
We see it.
We all just sit. I mean, they have all but said that they don't care how many people really in the stands because the money, the revenue is driven by the TV.
Right. True.
By us, by the viewers. Mm-hmm. So, like, our experience is great. And yet, we're watching
fouls.
It can be quicker.
It can be quicker.
Yeah, but we demand that they get it right, so therefore they got to go to the technology.
And in real time, everybody's really, really fast.
And that
so
takes a little
happen.
Time, and it takes even more time.
But it shouldn't. Like Petey's saying, Petey's right about that. When the guy didn't have his hand in his face mask last night, so just go to the say, oh, yeah, well, no, he wasn't his face mask. Yeah. Go back, wave it off. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Green Bay fans yell, so what? It's what it is.
Check it out. Right. Yeah. I don't know, like, how Cleat or other white hats would feel about it, or referees altogether, but, I mean, like, why not just have a dude who is, like, the video guy for that game?
Right.
Yeah.
Not just, like, overall NFL guy trying to watch all the games, but nope, that guy is assigned to just watch the television broadcasts and be like,
well,
hey, Cleat, don't pick that flag up.
They had that. If you're going to have a guy in New York, there's only one game last night.
That's true. And they just don't – that's not a reviewable call, so they don't review it.
Right.
Why is it not a reviewable call? We're sitting here at home saying it didn't touch his
– it should be reviewable. It should be reviewable.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's other instances like that we could think of in that sport where they just – it's obvious, but it's not reviewable.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to come to a point.
And I was going to text Cleat today about something completely different, too, so I'm going to lay off that.
They're going to have to make everything reviewable.
I'm with Cleat on this one,
and then everybody's going to bitch about five-hour games.
Yeah, I mean, they got to find a way to keep it.
3-2-1, flag. It isn't the way it used to be, and it's just the way where they're used to it. You know?
I am starting to see harder hits now that are not flags and are not fined either, which is great.
Good, that is great.
You know, is that
it is great.
Everybody starts to learn heads-up stuff.
Yeah, because most of those hard hits that you see now, guys are actually leading with the shoulder. They're doing it by the rules.
Textbook.
It was on this date in 2009, Colorado authorities and military personnel were dispatched to track a helium-filled balloon.
Oh, I remember this.
Mistakenly believed to have lifted off with a 6-year-old boy inside.
They wanted the reality show. Remember this stupid family?
Yeah.
When the balloon landed, authorities quickly discovered there was no one inside this balloon. The kid was found hiding in a cardboard box in the attic.
You stay there. We're getting a reality show out of this.
House in Fort Collins.
Now, what I didn't understand about this whole bit was...
Were the parents clueless, or did they know?
They knew. What I understand the whole bit was, what did they think the outcome was going to be?
I don't know how much the mom knew, but mom did take notes documenting basically what the idiot dad was doing.
Yeah. What did he think the outcome was going to be? Because once they discovered it wasn't there, they knew he was lying. Oh, there's no kid in that balloon. You're lying.
I don't
know. Oh, we'll give you a reality show and won't charge you.
Well, no. Maybe they just thought, oh, we were wrong. Maybe they just assumed everyone would believe that they were just wrong. We thought he was in there and he was asleep up in the attic.
Dumbasses.
But, yeah, the mom kept notes and gave it to the lawyer after everybody got busted. And,
oh, Chris.
The what?
So she got out of it. Look. Am I the only one that forgets that?
Yeah.
Send lawyers. Guns and money. No, there have been publicly lawyers who have called me. No, there have been publicly.
We need La Bamba too, Push. We get a chance someday. We need a new tune.
Yeah, or any other suggestions.
La Bamba. It's a good one. That's a good one.
Any other songs?
Yeah, but he doesn't actually say La 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 Bamba. That's not the words to the song.
Yeah, it is. Close enough.
Yeah,
La 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 La.
I think there's actually words there.
Yeah.
Spanish words.
Well, La 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 La. It works. La La Bamba, yeah.
No, I think I know the song. It's yep. La 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 Bamba. La Bamba.
Right.
La
Bamba, yeah. Yeah. Plus, I think it'll work.
Greg, don't lie. I think it'll work.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it could. Huh. Worth a try.
But you're right. When I hear the
Para
word.
Bailar.
Yeah, Puss is right.
It doesn't matter. We know it's La La La, and that's all that we that's
not
all the,
la,
that's
la,
all the
la.
Gringos sing La La La.
What is it?
Yeah.
Para Bailar La Bamba.
We're adding Greg saying lawyers, so who cares what the words actually are?
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah. Nobody.
Well, see, on that one, the words were actually lawyer.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll just leave you. I'll give you one there.
Or
counselor, attorney.
Yeah, it isn't.
Like, what's Cleet Lakeman's day
it
job?
It sounds like.
What's his day job there, Craig?
Screwing the Packers or screwing the Lions?
No, what's his day job?
Fine. He's an attorney.
There you go. Practice that every day.
I do.
I know, but you still fall.
Well, isn't it more important for me to
mess up?
Practice the word lawyer?
No. Oh, because. No, because you already.
Because then I can get it. That's the one I've messed up. Don't just change the word. Get it right.
Craig, that's a great attitude, but on this program, even if you overcome,
you got
that,
it, right.
It will never matter.
No,
the tape
no,
is still there.
We have a past history of
I would
audio.
Just skip the word.
Yeah. Like you said Associated Press a bunch of times, right.
Associated Press.
But never here.
I don't recall saying that right.
You said it right before.
I have.
But it doesn't matter. Petey says it right every damn day.
Nail it.
He nails it.
What does para bailar mean?
I don't know. We're gringos. I don't know. You're the Spanish guy. I had 2 years Spanish.
I'm really not.
I had 2 years Spanish in high school. I don't know dick.
Yeah, I've got no idea what that would
mean. For all the gringos, we all sing la 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 bamba. That's what you'd sing.
To dance.
Years,
to dance.
To dance.
To dance the bamba.
Okay.
Oh. I kind of like la 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 la.
Yeah, so do I. That's going to sound good.
Yeah. So the bamba is
no,
a dance.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I did find out what dick in Spanish is. I don't know if we can say it.
Like you just said the word dick.
Yeah. Well, you can say dick.
Yeah.
But in the I'm looking at context here.
It's the word for penis then.
And again, I don't know the rules.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a slang word.
Punta?
No, that's different.
Okay.
That is.
That's entirely different.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that would be the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It is. Yeah. Big one.
Yeah.
Well,
that's Puss's name when we do it in Spanish, right?
Isn't that biatch?
Yeah.
Punta means a point. It's a geographical reference.
Yeah, oh, that's there right. you go.
That's right. Point.
Like the tip of an island.
Yes. The punta.
Punta Cana. There Dominican Republic, for example.
One of the new flavors for Lay's potato chips is grilled cheese and tomato soup.
All right.
Okay.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Does it taste like it, too?
Good choice.
Because when cable got put all those ships out years ago, some were better than others. And then, of course, everybody jumped on the bandwagon. There's a ton of flavored potato chips out there. Some are better than others. I remember cheeseburger. Cable guy's cheeseburger. Cheeseburger chips were really
good.
Yeah, the ketchup one were kind of unnecessary unless you combined it with cheeseburger chips.
The buffalo wing one was good.
Buffalo wing one was good. I still like the original crab chips for years ago if you're into hard shell crabs. I love that flavoring. But, yeah, tomato soup and grilled cheese, if it works, it sounds great. But you know what sounds better than tomato soup, grilled cheese, potato chips?
Tomato soup and grilled cheese.
And probably better for you.
Yeah, but that takes a while to prep.
It does.
You can't just grab the bag
of
grilled cheese and
it
tomato
does.
Soup.
That's right.
That'll take a few minutes. I've not had seaweed Pringles. I don't know where they're available.
Whoa.
I do like sea salt, but not seaweed Pringles. Yeah. That's not it at all.
A little different.
Yeah, a little different.
I have had seaweed chips.
They good?
Yeah.
Like nori paper chips?
Oh, you just
chips?
Said that. Pringles, yeah. They good?
No. They're chips made
seaweed.
Out of seaweed.
Got it.
And they taste green.
Do they? Huh. Okay.
Which is bad in your book?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, here's a list of the 12 most bizarre potato chip flavors, and I'm betting
these
are not all available.
Yeah, seaweed chips do not taste like sea nor weed.
Skunk chips. Man, these people would eat those.
Oh, man.
Stoners would eat skunk chips.
Kansas City prime steak. That sounds good.
Sounds
yeah.
yummy.
Yeah.
Here's grilled cheese and ketchup.
Ooh. Yeah, it's kind of the same concept.
Yeah.
When you don't have soup.
Yep.
Taco. Yeah, this is Japanese. Octopus-flavored potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah,
up?
For that. Hell yeah.
A little calamari. English roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
What the hell? Yeah, I'd give that a
try.
Probably not available in this country.
You're a limey, Craig.
Yeah. In Russia, they love
names.
Lay's red caviar.
Ooh.
I like the taste of caviar.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah. It's really salty, I get it, but I like it.
Yeah, it is.
I don't ever have it, but I like it.
Seaweed Pringles. Walker's Cajun Squirrel.
Huh?
Ooh, I don't want Cajun Squirrel.
West Virginia chips here?
Or Louisiana, one of the two.
That's got to be Louisiana.
Yeah.
And in Czechoslovakia.
You got your squirrel in my Cajun
Bohemia
sauce.
Bohemia mushroom-flavored chips.
Oh. That sounds good.
Well, you know why earthy. All this sounds good? Because they're chips.
That is the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
I'll try that.
That's the bottom line. You're not going to not try a chip.
This one sounds
good.
But I like mushrooms.
California Kettles is the company. Spicy Bloody Mary.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Yeah, and I'll take kettle chips over regular chips any day.
I'm with you on that. They're great. Chips are either great or good.
Like or pizza. Gone. Great or gone.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
In Ukraine and Russia, crab flavored potato chips.
Oh, yeah. They have crab here.
Do they?
I've never seen that. I don't even. What
is
that?
Oh, my God. Crab flavored potato chips have been around for years.
Never heard of them.
Never seen it. Never heard of it.
You mean hard shell crab with the bay seasoning? That's all it is.
I've never seen it.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's excellent.
I don't know what milky shoyu is, but it's Japanese.
I'll show you.
Would you call
butter? Milky shoyu butter.
Whoa.
Japanese.
The word butter sounds good anywhere.
It does. It does. Again, the other day I had someone say, wow, put enough butter and salt on it, anything's good.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
They were referring to broccoli, I think.
You ain't eating that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not if
put
you're cooking
butter
it.
And salt on it, yeah.
Not if you're cooking it. Just, you know, leave it the way God intended, and I'm fine with it.
God didn't cook? I didn't know that.
Not his vegetables.
Good point.
Just in the summer, Lord Skillet, Craig.
He's cooking us now. The global warming, though, that God is.
I still blame humans.
Yep.
And anything else.
You'd be an idiot to do that. Nothing's our fault.
Right.
Yeah, it is, actually.
The sooner you learn that, the better.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. Quick break. Pete, we love you.
Yep.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.